Good Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. This is At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about learning to trust God. That's right. It's a behavior that we have to become more accustomed to, simply because it's unfamiliar to trust something that you can't see, that you can't feel and touch. But the power that we're talking about can touch you. We're going to settle in and give this sermon an autonomy that can explain to you why it's necessary to have the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, trusting in the Holy Spirit with God the Father. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome in, my friend, to a word of encouragement, a word of peace and tranquility that should link to your heart, your mind, and your soul. Learning to trust God is essential in your development in faith. Believing in something that you can't see is a testament in trust. And as we trust, we grow. It may not be so that you notice. It could be a baby step towards understanding His will and His ways. Scripture gives us definitions. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Trusting in the Lord. All these things are designed to build up your confidence, because trust is something that you must develop. You must practice it, much like a doctor or a physician, and you ask them questions about their history. And one of the final questions that you may ask a medical professional is, how long have you been practicing? Well, I ask you that question in a different context. How long have you been practicing trusting God, believing that that Spirit is talking directly to you, that the angels are over you, pouring His Spirit into you as you move through your everyday life? Where does this trust show up? It shows up in many places: at work, at home, with your spouse, if you have children, with them, everyday interactions with everyday people. You see, people talk to you, they listen to you, and prayerfully you talk to them. And you can tell them about learning how you are trusting God in His method, His ways. The Bible offers us 66 books of pure knowledge. And sometimes we don't always understand. We don't always get it. The email was erased for whatever reason. We all struggle at this, from the best preachers that you've heard. They have trouble too. It may not appear, but they do, because they dwell within this flesh, and this flesh is wicked. And these are the things, the sinful nature of our ways, that we have to trust that if we turn them over to Jesus, He can take that energy and build it into faith. And as faith becomes abound in you, you learn to trust. It's important to note that you listen to other people and you trust the words coming out of their mouth. And this trust is blind because you really don't know if they're telling the truth or not until certain things start to happen. You start to notice certain patterns. Either it verifies or it denies. Whichever way it goes, you have to decide whether you're going to continue to listen. I'm here this morning at my Father's table to tell you that God's word is true, that you can trust in Him. I know it gets difficult because people will use you and abuse you and tell you that they love you. All the while, they're doing things to harm you, to make you feel bad, to make you react in such a way that you're out of your own character. This is the time that you must trust God, that He knows what you're doing. He knows what they're doing. And He has an antidote, a medicine, in that Holy Spirit that protects you, that's left specifically for you, not me, you. And when my time comes, it's for me as well. You see, we all travel this same path, learning to trust God and that Holy Spirit and our Savior, our brother, Jesus Christ, brings these messages to the forefront where you can believe in His word. For whatever reason, when the universe unfolds and you feel as though all hell is breaking loose in you, you can't think straight. You can't act right. Your voice is elevated simply because you're in pain and you're yelling out, "Help me." Well, the best help that you can get is trusting God. I know it's not as easy as it sounds because you don't know. You don't understand the dynamics of this life that you've been given. That's a gift to you. And if you woke up in your right mind, how do you navigate through today's challenges? Each day presents a new set. And then the old set is still there. The problems that you went to sleep on is still present in the morning. And the Bible, the book, the basic instructions before leaving earth tells you, trust me and I will pull you through. But it's not the hand that you hold. In a spiritual sense, you're holding a hand, but your grasp is different and it's unfamiliar to your soul. And that's when the trust and the road meets. That path of misunderstanding, when you believe in someone and they betray you, when you think about the things that you've done to help them, and you feel as though they've stabbed you in the back. When you believe in love and love forsakes you, what is it that you say? God, I trusted you, and look at how I feel now. Keep in mind that that feeling is temporary. Either the victory will be here on earth or it will be in heaven. Either way, you're the winner. Because when you trust in the Lord, your trust will not fall on deaf ears. I know we cry out. I know it's painful and sensitive. But the trust is essential. It's essential for your development and for your victory. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we all go down this road at some point in time. You know what I'm talking about. How many of you can I ask this question when you had to trust God because there was no other way? There was no other means of you getting what you needed to survive this crisis, knowing that 2 weeks from now, if you're still here on this earth, there may be another crisis, similar but different. Ladies and gentlemen, that trust that you are practicing, that you are developing, is going to work for you. I believe in my heart, mind, and soul that it's going to work for you. It's going to work for me. I know people have different oratorical abilities to shout, to get a rise out of your soul. But that's not what's going to pull you through. It's going to be that relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. And his team of angels are there to support his will. His will comes from the Father, and he leaves you a comforter in the Holy Spirit, because it gets rough. It gets rocky. Oh, you wake up and you want to go right back to sleep, if you can sleep, because some of these problems have you sleepless, and you're not in Seattle. You're in the present day. And you feel the anguish, the nerves, the gall of people trying to hurt you for no apparent reason other than their advantage over your life. But there is a song that you can sing in your heart. I believe in you, Lord. I trust you with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I would ask you, God, if you can wrap me in your bosom, protect me from those who will do me harm. If you do these things, you do the things of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit that you have, but they must be practiced. You understand that it's going to be some pain. You will have to endure. But learning to trust God is your best solution for everything. Nothing he can't solve. The problem becomes it's in his own timing. He knows exactly when to take the pressure off to give you the victory, the total victory. We can't dictate that. We don't control that. What we do control is staying on course and keep believing. And I know someone would say, oh, you're preaching to the choir. Been there, done that. Well, every time you go through it, it's a new experience. I'm telling you now, because we need, I say we need reinforcements. We need to have the confidence that God hears us and that He's responding to our needs, to our pain, to our suffering. And joy, when joy gets there, as slow as it can be at times, it comes in the morning. It can come at night. It can come any time that He opens up your heart and allows it to come in. Stay tuned to God. I don't say that so that you can be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. This is a reality. This is the simplicity of being realistic in your behavior. Try to stay consistent. Try to understand that His ways are not your ways, but His ways are sure. A sure way to your victory. That's right. Learning to trust God. Through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Become familiar as much as you can, because within those 66 books is a lot of knowledge, a lot of things that you just simply not going to get. That's why you must learn to trust the process that He's taking you through. I know for a fact that God does nothing without a reason. And that reason may not be apparent to you, but it's there. It's there to comfort you, to take care of you, and most of all, to develop you. Because when you leave this realm, there's another place that you want to go. We always talk about, yes, I want to go to heaven, but no one wants to go there so fast. It's a strange feeling at times, because sometimes pain and suffering can make you say, I don't want to be here no more. I've said it, and you've said it too. But God has you here for a reason. Learning to trust God is your best solution for all of your problems, all of your ills, all of your will. He knows exactly what you can handle, and He will do right by you. Trusting Him is the key. As I listen to the other pastors of this universe, the Terry Andersons, the Curtis Scotts, the different preachers that come before me in my sight, in my ear, the Al Sharptons, the Jamal Bryants, everyone has a role that they play. I can't define yours, and you can't define mine. What I try to do is listen and learn, because we all can learn to help one another. It may not seem like that at times. Information gets out that you're doing something bad. Everyone wants to know about it. They want to talk about it. They want to ridicule you for it. But only Jesus knows the truth. and the truth will set you free. We live in a bubble, all of us, and that bubble can be popped at any given moment. You're no more holier than I am, and I'm no more holier than you. It's that I'm trying to learn to trust more in His Word, in His ways. And sometimes, I said sometimes, my flesh get mixed in and I want to do things that are not godly because I feel that someone has done something ungodly to me. These things are better left in Jesus Christ's hands, because He says, vengeance is mine, thus said the Lord. He knows exactly what to do. And when you trust His ways, you are growing in your faith, in your belief of His will for your life. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, these words are easily said, but they are hard to follow. When our children disappoint us, when society crushes us, when people in high places forget about us, what do you do? Well, my solution, and I'm practicing learning to trust God. He's in control, even though sometimes you feel that situations are out of control. You have to give them a piece of your mind. And in that time, you're committing sin. And sin can put you at the end of your blessings. Stay focused. Trust hard, because one day it's going to pay off for you. I know we want it sooner than later, but again, we're not in control. We're all just actresses and actors playing a role for Jesus. As the angels play their role to support His will, we must learn to play ours, no matter how difficult it can get. Can you imagine being locked in prison, knowing that you're innocent, and you wonder, where's God? Where's my Jesus right now? I'm stuck in here. It doesn't have to be prison. Doesn't have to be jail. It could be a hospital bed. It could be a mental ward. It could be somewhere in your mind where you feel captive. This is the time that you have to trust God. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can do that, you would have mastered that one important thing, having faith in Him. This has been another sermon from Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table. You be blessed. Keep your chin up and your smile on. And when things are turning against you, just know practicing trusting God is your solution. Amen, amen, and amen.